town slogans. This is Murphy Gibbons. I have a photo. Yes, I know. I shouldn't be describing photos on radio. But this one shows a sign on Old Highway 9 that identifies Corpus Christi as the Naples of the Gulf. That's one of Corpus Christi's nicknames, created without much regard to actual facts. Before the turn of the 20th century, Corpus Christi was widely known as the Bluff City. It also called itself the Texas Riviera and the Sparkling City by the Sea, though we sometimes use that phrase with a little irony. Other area towns have their own slogans. Some seem to betray a town's ambitions, or at least wishful thinking, like Naples of the Gulf or Texas Riviera. In the 1890s, soon after its founding, Portland was called the Gem City of the Gulf. In 1914, Aransas Pass was only a few years old, but it had ambition. Its slogan was, "The City of Certainty, where the sails meet the rails." Aransas Pass aspired to be the next Houston, with railroads connecting to a deep-water port on Harbor Island. Ingleside called itself Atlantic City of the Gulf, then dropped that for Playground of the South. I don't know where the playground was supposed to be. Taft's slogan came across as a copybook maxim or admonishment to its citizens, where permanent prosperity rewards honest effort. Robstown should have been blushing like a boiled beet over its slogan, God's most livable land and most lovable people. Alice billed itself, and still does, I think, as the hub city. When Port Aransas was known as Tarpon and famous for its sport fishing, the slogan was, where they bite every day. And they did, too. Even President Roosevelt came there for the fishing. The slogan for Mathis was, as good as the best and better than the rest. This kind of boosterism showed that local chambers of commerce had a creative streak, I guess. Though the idea of pairing chamber of commerce with creative gives me pause. This is Murphy Gibbons.